We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Freedom from Addiction segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? And really, a new message you now have for your program is to provide certain truth that you don't see in the media anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah, truth just below the surface.
Absolutely, and that's an exciting part of it, especially as a journalist for so many years, when that you're just kind of and have been on many programs, mainstream media to podcasting to everything, and you're fed up that things are being hidden and covered up.
Well, that's right, Neil. I don't know why, but this, in my opinion, is ridiculous. We've got one or more treatment plans that doctors are giving their patients in their clinics and practices that are highly successful, that keep them out of the emergency room, hospital, ICU, and their patients don't die. So why is there so much pushback about letting the public know that there is something that can be done? It's not hopeless.
Yeah, and it's like, let's figure this out. Let's see what we can do to provide great information that's just not out there in the public. And one of your missions is to find out how people, coronavirus, can be treated before you get them in the hospital, which is the biggest problem right now, why we have to wear masks on a regular basis, is because our hospital beds are being full and deaths. If we can decrease the number of hospitalizations and deaths for coronavirus, we can go back to normal, can't we?
Yeah, and you know, there's some underlying reason why this is happening the way it is. For example, I understand that some reporting facilities, government agencies, whatever, maybe national media, reports a COVID death anytime that a patient has a positive COVID test and dies from whatever. You could have a positive test, get run over by a car, and they would report you as a COVID death. And that's increasing the fear and increasing the numbers. Now, why do people want to do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a big problem. So let's talk about our topic today is people who are not in the hospital that are being treated for coronavirus with success.
Right. So I've been looking around the country to try to find physicians who are treating patients in their office who have 100% cure rates or something in that neighborhood, and their patients don't go to the hospital and their patients don't die. So you'll go to my podcast and hear my latest two people. And the one I want to tell you about today is Dr. Yvette Lozano from Lozano Medical Clinic in Dallas, Texas. And I've had a good conversation with her. It's just at 1 hour and explains what she's doing, how she's doing it, why she's doing it, and will give you some hope that you don't have to be a statistic. Now, people have come from all over the country to Dallas for her to treat them because of the work that she's doing, but the message is not getting out. And so that's why she's on my podcast that I did on Sunday.
No, absolutely. And it's fantastic to hear that news, right? When, what does that mean as a physician, a former physician, when you hear about successful treatment?
Well, I can evaluate her practice and her thoughts and her methods and everything because I've been there. You know, I've been a medical doctor since 1972. And although I am retired now, I can understand what the doctors are going through, what the patients are going through, how the insurance company and hospitals are manipulating the system for whatever reason. And so I bring that into my interview so that you can understand a little bit better about what the truth of the matter is.
Yeah, and that truth is very, very important because it's not expensive, the treatment that Dr. Lozano is using, right?
No, it's very cheap. It's very safe. She doesn't have any problems with the medicines she's using. And you can find out about what they are and her treatment plan by going to my interview. But I want to bring out one thing today, which I didn't know before, but based on her 450 cases, she has found that it seems that the coronavirus wants sugar. And for the people that do worse, who have setbacks and everything, she checks their sugar and finds that it's high often. They're diabetic. And she puts them on an exercise bike and tries to get them on a zero sugar as close as possible diet. And they get better. Even ones that go through her regular program, these people have additional needs. So if you have corona and you're diabetic, and if your doctor has not gotten your blood sugars down to 100, you need to think about putting yourself on a very low carb, no sugar diet until this thing is over with. Not only does that help the corona, it'll help your diabetes and you'll probably lose weight.
Huh. Interesting. That's why certain countries that don't have that sugar diet are not getting as much coronavirus.
May well be.
And compared to other places. So it's a lot of wake-up calls, I would say, when, and I think that everyone needs to go to your podcast and check it out. And that's what's so great about the segments. And you're bringing this information, which I think is invaluable. Because if you would go right now on Facebook or you go on Twitter and tweeted this stuff out, people would discredit you because they are trusting what the media is showing. And the number of cases, and it's scary, the number of cases, but looking at hospital beds, when that's the important thing, hospital beds and deaths in each state, if you should be concerned about what state you're living in, right?
Right. I talked to a woman yesterday from Arkansas, and she contracted COVID and had lots of symptoms and went to the emergency room 14 times. And they didn't admit her. And they said that she couldn't get the treatment that she wanted unless she was admitted and on oxygen. So, she decided to get in her car and drive to Dallas, Texas. And Dr. Lozano treated her. And within a day or so, she was over it. And she'd been a patient, a COVID patient, for 80 days.
Wow. Well, you know, it's something that we're going to figure all this out for sure when. And, that information is fantastic, and you're just working hard to provide it at your podcast. And where can people go to your podcast right now?
Well, that's www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. All lowercase, no spaces, and you spell Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N. So if that doesn't work, you spell something wrong, because everybody can go immediately to my most recent podcast, and then you can scroll backwards to see the previous ones that I've done. freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com.
Fabulous. Great information. Check it out now. And that's what your goal is.
My goal is to see as few people dying from this virus as possible. And I'm trying to find the information that can help accomplish that.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by, and look forward to another segment as soon as possible whenever you have breaking news. You're truly the breaking news when not like CNN. So I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Neil.
All right. That was the Freedom From Addiction segment. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.